Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
And now it's time for a sneak peek at a brand new show. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. Snoop is a top-notch dog detective from the streets of London, and he's been reassigned to the town of Pflugerville, where he meets his new partner, Sniffy, a clueless and overenthusiastic puppy in training. Let's get investigating with this exclusive clip as Snoop arrives on the scene.
Hello there, listening person. You've arrived just in time. I'm Snoop, world-famous dog detective. I've recently been transferred from my post in London to a sleepy little hamlet known as Pflugerville. The sun is up on a new day, and you know what that means, don't you? It means there are cases to be solved. Hope that's my cue to exit the tramway, otherwise known as the old pickup truck. Off we go. Hurry now, we've got a schedule to keep. Now, listen very carefully. Being a dog detective is serious business. I'll let you tag along, but there will be no shenanigans, no mischief, and certainly no tomfoolery. Oh, here we are, the very place. Come along then. I was told my top secret instructions would be hidden next to the big rock in front of the purple house. Just need to put the old paws to work. Won't take but a minute. The owner of the purple house appears to be unhappy about my arrival. If only I could understand humans, it would be so helpful. Oh, and look, I've found what I came for. Let us be on our way, shall we? I would have preferred to go unseen. Always best to stay in the shadows when you're doing dog detective work. Now, let's see. What do we have here? Oh, very interesting. A box. About the size of a hamster. A clue! This box just might contain a hamster. Let's get a look inside, shall we? It appears we have not discovered a hamster. But there are numbers and words written on the underside of the lid. 443566. You must be hungry after your long journey. Please find your dog biscuit inside the box. This message will self-destruct 12 seconds after you open the box. Be sure to... Well, that was a very unfortunate piece of business. Blew the biscuit to smithereens. For the best, I suppose. I only take my biscuits with tea. Now, what was that number again? Ah, yes. 443566. If you're going to be a dog detective, you must have a keen mind for numbers.
New in town?
Why, yes. Snoop, dog detective at your service. Straight in from the streets of London. Quite a trip, I'll tell you. Did you know that...
Lorraine, neighborhood watch. Also, I'm a duck, in case you haven't seen one before.
Oh, we have ducks in London, thank you.
I'm citing you for yard digging and blowing up a box on the sidewalk. You'll have to appear before the safety committee on Tuesday.
Oh, dear.
If you'll excuse me, Fred the squirrel has crash-landed into the bird feeder again. Don't move, Fred! You're being ticketed for crash-landing into the bird feeder.
What I need is a good old-fashioned alleyway where I can stay out of sight. A dog detective must be stealth about his business. Oh, here we are, a nice quiet side street. I'll just park myself behind this bush and...
Good hiding spot, right?
Yikes!
Donna's the name and garbage cans are my game.
Garbage cans?
Oh, sure. Raccoons love garbage cans.
I see.
Looks like you had a run-in with Lorraine. I got cited for tipping garbage cans last week. She's tough.
Sorry to disturb you. I'm
sweet. Garbage! I'm a...
That is a very fast raccoon. She's across the yard. Oh, and here comes Lorraine.
Donna, step away from the garbage can!
This diversion is just what I needed. Now, to voice activate the sat phone located in my dog detective collar, which is also a fancy bow tie. I do love a good gadget. Activate sat phone. Dial 443566.
Freckles here. What's your location?
Behind a bush on a side street in Pflugerville.
Hold, please.
Don't make me call in the backup squad, Donna. I'll do it.
Location tracking complete. Welcome to Pflugerville, Snoop. I hope your trip wasn't too exhausting.
No, not at all.
I assume you've remained unseen. We can't have our new undercover detective making a splash.
Donna?
About that, I might have been flagged for a violation or two, and I've accidentally stumbled into an attack on a bird feeder and some hijinks involving garbage cans.
Lorraine, Fred, and Donna. That's highly unfortunate. I expected more from a street-smart London dog detective.
Well,
you've been assigned to the Yellow House on Bark Street. The owners are the Schlubs. They won't give you any trouble. There you'll find a junior agent called Sniffy.
Sniffy?
He's in training. And by training, I mean he's never left the Schlubs' property.
A newbie? But I thought this transfer was a promotion.
You must have misunderstood. Your transfer was a demotion, not a promotion.
But that's impossible! I'm at the top of my game!
Need I remind you about Lorraine, Fred, and Donna? You've been in Pflugerville for exactly 7 minutes and your cover is already blown.
No, a fair point.
If you need me, you can use the dial-in number. I'm deep undercover at the Pflugerville fire station. They think I'm a run-of-the-mill Dalmatian. Little do they know I run the dog detective unit across two continents. Speaking of which, I have a call coming in from Essex. Get Sniffy trained and ready for the big leagues.
If I may, wouldn't a dog detective of my experience be best used for something a bit more advantageous? Hello? Hello?
Hi there, I'm Donna. Remember me?
Stop sneaking up on me like that!
You're in my hiding spot.
Donna! You can't hide from the long arm of the Neighborhood Watch Committee.
I believe I'll be on my way. Might you know where the Schlubs live? I understand it's a yellow house?
Oh, sure. I've tipped over the garbage cans at the Schlubs plenty of times. Take a right at the fire hydrant, 3 doors on the left.
If you wouldn't mind pretending you never saw me, that would be great.
Consider it done.
Relegated to a training exercise with a newbie. You've sunk low, old boy. What's to become of you? From the exciting streets of London to, what did Freckles call it? Bark Street in Pflugerville? Well, you'll have to make the best of things. Chin up, Snoop. Here's the fire hydrant, and oh, there's the yellow house. Time to put on the charm offensive. Just have to ring the doorbell and...
Yeah.
Well, he seems nice. A pleasure to meet you, Mr. Schlubb. Of course, all he hears are happy barks. Oh, my, now he's picking me up. Operation Stray Dog complete. I'm in. Now, if you would kindly set me down, we'll be all set. Giving them my friendliest face as they discuss the merits of keeping me around. It appears they've decided to let me stay. Take that, International Dog Detective Agency. No one infiltrates a location like Snoop. How convenient. I have a dog door leading to the backyard. I do believe it's time to meet my trainee. Before I make first contact with Sniffy, let's take a short break and catch our breath. But come right back. It's always a treat when an experienced dog detective such as myself meets a newbie like Sniffy. This you don't want to miss.
Will Snoop get along with his junior partner, Sniffy? Is Lorraine the Duck as squeaky clean as she seems, or is she secretly quackity cracked? Is Pflugerville really less exciting than Snoop's old beat in London? To find out the answers to these questions and more, search for Snoop and Sniffy at GoKidGo.com, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Come on, young gumshoes, let's get cracking.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.